The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Breaking news. Prince William has been voted the sexiest bald man alive. Simon Tierney and Hugh Keenan from News Talk, both with me to discuss. I'm not sure if you were included in the poll, gentlemen. So, I mean, if you were, commiserations. But, joking aside, because there's an element of jokiness to all of this. There always is with these kind of polls about sexy bald men. I guess, it can be a serious topic and a serious issue for it. Hugh, you're more recently balding, if we'll describe it that way, as compared to Simon. When did it start for you? Or let me ask, what age are you now?
I am 23 years of age. I probably first started noticing my hair recede probably in the spring of 2022. It was actually just after I started working with News Talk. I don't know if there's a correlation there.
Definitely. 100%. Let me just go that in the record.
But yeah, I mean, I started in spring, and I suppose the first kind of the first reaction was to kind of just ignore it, to kind of think like, oh, I'm just having a bad hair day.
And when you notice it, like from the front, patch at the back,
Okay. Some guys are from the front, receders or whatever you want to call them. I'm a patch guy, so I kind of noticed the patch, and I just kind of gradually noticed that my hair was getting thinner and thinner. And I was also noticing in the shower that hairs were starting to accumulate in the bottom of my shower. And then as the kind of we went into the summer of 2022, it just got progressively worse, I suppose. And I remember being away in Greece with my friends and being on a kind of a lads holiday and just being absolutely terrified of them kind of taking photos or anything like that. And that
from where you could see you from the back or above or something, was it?
Yeah. Like, I guess I wasn't that bad at that point, but it was starting to thin. It was just starting to look bad, I guess.
Okay.
And then just progressively got worse, I suppose. And yeah, as the kind of months went on, it kind of got to autumn, and yeah, I mean, it was starting to get really bad then.
Really bad as in the hair loss, or really bad how you were coping with it?
Both at the same time, I'd say. I think they coincide with one another. I kind of fell into a bit of a depression with it, I'm not going to lie. I was very, very anxious all the time. I just felt terrible with myself every time I looked in the mirror. I just didn't like the way I looked. I was constantly self-judging myself, being critical of myself. And I just said to myself, you know, I hate living in this state, and I need to take action on this. I remember ordering a pair of clippers on Amazon for about 20 odd quid, and they sat in my room for about 3 weeks, and I didn't touch them at all. And then I remember our Christmas party was coming up.
The News Talk one?
Yeah. And I remember I had a lot of exams around that stuff. It was a stressful time. And I remember wanting to go to the Christmas party really badly, but just being so ridden with anxiety and fear of what people would, of how I looked and whatnot. So I just couldn't go. And I remember, you know, people would say, why didn't you go? And I just kind of said, I had loads of exams and stuff. Just making excuses. And then it was coming up to Christmas, and I just said, look, I've had enough of this. I want to enjoy my Christmas. I want to do my 12 pubs and whatnot. And I just, one day, I just woke up, I felt terrible, and I just clipped a bit of it off. And I remember running upstairs to my sister, Isabel, who's fantastic. And I just said, look, Isabel, can you finish it? Like, I was in a state, I was in a panic mode. I was like, I can't.
So you just did kind of a strip.
I just did a bit of a strip.
And you were like, oh God, what have I done? Type thing.
I was like, oh my God. That was literally what I said. I was like, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? And I ran off to Isabel, and Isabel was like, look, I'll finish it there. And I remember sitting in the bathtub while she was doing it. And that was it. And afterwards, that was it. And I was not bored, but I had the buzz cut anyway.
At what point in all of that journey did you accept the reality you were going bald? Like, was there a period where you were like, this is just stress, or it's because of the exams, or because I'm working so much, this is just a phase maybe?
Even after I'd shaved my head, I didn't accept that I was bald. I remember being diagnosed with male pattern baldness by my doctor and not being able to accept that I was going to be bald or going bald. Yeah, I mean, the journey of acceptance is really, really tough. And even now, sometimes today, I'm very happy in my current state. I don't mind it at all. But even sometimes today, I'm just like, you don't know what, I don't like the way I look today. But most of the time, I'm fine. And the acceptance is a long journey. And it's a difficult one, and it's just one that kind of grows in you slowly, I guess. And then one day you kind of just are just like, yeah, whatever.
Simon, did you have, Simon Tierney, did you have a similar experience?
Yeah, not dissimilar. I think Hugh is very lucky that it actually looks fantastic. You know, he's got kind of Ed Norton in American History X vibe going on.
Well,
there,
which, that's not a vibe many people...
which really, really works.
As Stryfer, you know what I mean?
It's like, very handsome man in that. Like, he could
he
be
is, I mean,
particularly
he is, but
violent.
It's like, yeah, he is. Sure. It's like saying your mustache reminds me of a certain German from the 1930s. Yeah, it's a fine mustache, but it's just who it reminds me of.
Okay, you look like Ed Norton, but without the...
swastika tattoos.
yeah, it was similar, and... the key word there that you mentioned a number of times towards the end is acceptance. And it's very, very hard to get to that point because the entire society that we live in is designed to pathologize baldness. We're told constantly that this is something that needs to be cured, that it's something that's wrong with us. But of course, this is a myth. It isn't something that needs to be cured at all. We can live perfectly happy and attractive lives without having to change it. And unfortunately, we've got this sort of hair restoration military industrial complex that has built up in this country, which is constantly advertising us. And, you know, you'll see ads suggesting things like, do you want to restore your confidence? It's not even about restoring your hair follicles anymore. It's presuming that just because you don't have hair anymore, that you've got, that you're lacking in confidence or ambition or something like
masculinity,
that.
Masculinity. Virility.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. And I think there's a really malignant narrative around this in Ireland at the moment, which really needs to stop. And
it's not just Ireland, though, is it?
Well, I can't speak for outside of Ireland. Yeah, I know Turkey, it's certainly
certainly it's a big industry there. But I know, like, friends in Australia, and they would say almost all men of a certain age, once they kind of get into their 30s, would start taking medication to prevent kind of baldness setting in, kicking in. That it's like, you know, they're all on. I can't remember the name of this kind of drug that they're all on, but they're all on it.
Yeah. So
I think it's the one you get here when you get a hair transplant.
That sounds like they're even worse state than us. The problem with that is that they're selling a magic pill which we don't need and is actually potentially going to make the problem worse. The reason why people like you and other young men are feeling vulnerable in this area is because we're told that there is a cure for it, but there isn't a cure for it. It's a process. It's an aesthetic process which is never going to look like the real thing. And the only solution is acceptance. I remember when I was going through it myself, Kieran, I used to describe, or it became apparent to me that it was like the five steps of grief. You know, that at first you're in denial.
Yeah.
And then there's there's the anger phase, and then ultimately at the end of it all, there's this kind of peaceful panacea of acceptance, where you take ownership of the way you look. And, you know, I was chatting with Hugh about this earlier, and I'm sure the ladies out there will agree that when a man is confident in his baldness and isn't trying to hide it or isn't trying to, you know, placate it with, you know, various therapies and rubs and combs and this, that and the next thing, that is attractive in its own right.
Hugh, does that whole industry, how did you describe it, the hair restoration military industrial complex, Simon, does that make it harder to accept the reality when you keep seeing ads that say things like that? Restore your confidence. Be the man you used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, going bald, you're either going to go bald or you're not. It's, you know, it's a fundamental part of your genetics. And, you know, with that industry, I mean, you're kind of looking for, when you're going through it, and you're going through the panic of going bald, you're looking for those quick solutions. You're looking for anything that can kind of get you out of the rut that you're in. And, you know, when you do your research, there's not a lot you can do. And even with the hair transplants, you might have it for 5-10 years, maybe, if you're lucky. And then you need another one. And, you know, you have to be on medication during that time as well. And it's just, it wasn't worth it in my point of view. And because I'm young, it was not even an option for me. So I had to accept it very early. But the marketing and the way that they kind of word things can be very, it can be very kind of, somewhat degrading, I would say. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both for joining me. Thank you for the honesty as well. Hugh and Simon, Simon Tierney, Hugh Keenan.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.